But he said, it's worthless, but pure, genuine what? Religion does what? Pure, genuine religion is in the sight of God. The Father mean what? Caring for orphans, widows, in their distress. And what? And refusing to let the world corrupt you. Refusing to let the world corrupt you. And you fool around, you're going to do this on Sunday, and then child, come on. You know, I know it's a lot of stuff out there. But you got to get to a place, and especially, you know, I've been young, and I'm a little bit older now, but I'm still young, just older. And when you're younger, you got a little bit more energy to burn than like I am now. I got energy to burn, but I want to make sure I burn in the right place. Can I get a witness in the house? I just don't burn it to waste. And I take my grandson, Jarin, I don't know if he's here, I don't guess he is. Take my grandson, Jarin, he just burns it just to burn it. And I'm thinking, boy, I sure wish I could ball it. I wish I could ball it. I wish I could ball it. I don't want to waste your energy and time on stuff, because the world is an enemy to you. And what I mean by the world, Satan kingdom is an enemy to you. So you want to pay attention, incline your ear to what God is saying about your health, about your fellowship, your worship with God, about your finances, about your calling, why you're on this earth. Why the purpose God put you here, you want to find out. You don't want to waste your time. But Satan wants to distract you. Have you done all kind of stuff? All kind of stuff that don't mean anything. Well, in the run of a day, in the run of a week, in a month, you look back and you don't have anything you can account for. You live the year of 2020. You look back over the year. What have you accomplished? You wasted all your time on worthless stuff. Oh, no. I want to impact somebody's life. I want to make sure I've done what God said for me to do. Hallelujah. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. God's saying. Jesus said, and I'm closing. I say again, Jesus said, you can have what you say. While we practice, while we are sitting around this time, let's give some thanks. We've had a great year. Now, we had a great year. Some history been made this year. And it's not over either, is it? We got another month and some few days. Hallelujah. I said we got another month and a few days. And we have had a great year. And you know what? God is not through. Did you hear me? I said, God is not finished. We got some other things to accomplish. Amen. I promise you, as I close the second time, I promise you there's many souls. This world, there's a lot of people that need Jesus. A lot of people. and we are the one. You know what I mean by we are the one? Talking about the body of Christ. And we include it to get this good news to him. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for this people that have joined me in the sanctuary. And I don't know how many got the message on live streaming, Lord, but thank you for them. And if there's those that are listening tonight and they have not made that decision, they're in the valley of decision, I pray in the name of Jesus, they come to that decision, Jesus and Jesus only. And they will say, Jesus, I make you my Lord. Peter was preaching, Lord, at Cornelius' house. And while he was preaching, they started speaking with tongues because they received Jesus, got born again. While I'm praying, I thank you that men will give their heart to Jesus, make him their Lord, and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because all of this is available to every person on planet Earth. That's why you came, Lord, that men may be saved, may be filled, may be healed, and they may live. So tonight, I thank you for many making that decision. In Jesus' name.